Welcome to Not in Imara State with me, Nation Okoa. Today we want to discuss about the role of project management in real estate. There's been a big debate, there still is, on the critical role on management of projects in today's real estate. And I want to explore that area and bring you the difference on how management of projects is the difference today in any real estate investment. If you don't get it right, you're going to be in problems. And I want to discuss the role of project management, the role of project manager in real estate. There's been a lot of back and forth. I know so much with our colleagues, the architects, engineers, on the role of the project manager. It's unfortunate that we are discussing, we are still debating the importance of project management in this country. And it's more unfortunate that we're having that debate with our colleagues, in my view, with some of our colleagues. Let me say some of our colleagues. I don't think the ignorance is with entirely our colleagues. It is some of our colleagues. It's a debate that I think we should not have at this point in the global development. These are debates that were reserved for a decade ago. The importance of project management is something that the countries ahead of us have really embraced, and we've seen what the steel it brings to the built environment of countries that have embraced it. And I'll talk about South Africa, I'll talk about Australia and those kind of countries that really have embraced some of these things, and talk about the USA as well. But the role of the project manager in today's construction, I don't think is questionable. I'm not here to validate or to validate that role. That role exists whether this podcast exists or not, this episode exists or not. That role of project manager will not be taken away. And the importance of project management, I don't think also is something that you can exercise a choice on for long. We have problems in this country, and I'm going to explore to you how we have problems in this country. Wasn't in government. The private sector also, it's a big problem. And part of the debate we are having, unfortunately, is we are looking at the ego side of it and not looking at how we should improve our built environment landscape. Because the role of a project manager, the role of a construction manager has well been with the built environment for a long time. And whether we are going to be ignorant about it or not, that role will not be taken away. It's something that will be there. Now, let me say this. The bishop in real estate industry investment, the bishop in that real estate industry chess match is how we manage projects. The difference today in any real estate investment is how you're going to manage your projects. That's the difference. The bishop in real estate industry chess match is how we manage projects. It's project management. All right? How you manage your project is going to be the difference in real estate today. In this competitive real estate industry, that's going to be the difference. If you do it in a mediocre way, you're going to burn your fingers. Even if you have the best architects, engineers, you will burn your fingers. So I wanted to say that from the onset. Because in this tight competition of real estate, you don't even have a luxury for variations. You don't have it. You don't have it. The luxury for variations, you do not have it. All right? Now, before I explore that statement further, let me talk about the history of construction project management. Now, project management is wide. Yeah, there's project management in IT, project management in agriculture, in health. I want to focus on construction project management. So that is basically the management of construction projects. So those terms have been used interchangeably. Construction project management and project management. Those terms have been used interchangeably. And let me say this. Construction project management or project management is the management of the project from inception to completion, including management of the consultants. That is what you call construction project management or project management. Generally in construction sector, they're called the PMs. Yeah, the project managers. Construction management has largely been described as the management of the physical construction process or the business of construction. All right? Now, if you look at where this profession came from, and I've always written so much and said project management is not a default profession. There is no profession that is default. There's no profession that you will get by just experience. No matter how good you're good at arguing cases or arguing with people, you'll never be a lawyer until you go through the process prescribed to be a lawyer. Yeah, no matter how good I may be with quantity surveying, I'll never be a quantity surveyor until I go through the process prescribed to be a quantity surveyor. Yeah, but somehow we always assume that with 10 years of being an engineer, with 5 years of being an architect, then you can be a project manager by default. You cannot. And the good thing is you will not. Yeah, it doesn't matter how long it will take you or how long that masquerading will be. This is a profession. This is a profession of its kind. It requires you to retrain. And sometimes when I've said that, people have said, oh no, I'm saying engineers cannot be project managers. Engineers can be project managers. Architects can be project managers. Quantity surveyors can be project managers. Anyone can be a project manager as long as they take the courses. Just like I can be a lawyer. I can be an architect. I can be a QS. I can be an engineer as long as I follow the process. And that following the process is what most people do not want. But the thing is, no matter how good you are at design, if you've not gone through the process of architecture, you cannot be an architect. You will not be an architect. So project management is not a default profession. It doesn't matter how we want to debate this, but globally, this is a profession recognized as so. Because we've brought this discussion like, by being 20 years into practice, then you cannot run. Running a project is a very complicated exercise. It is. It is what people go to schools for. People do masters for these things. So you will not get it by simply having spent 10 years in the industry. And you cannot call yourself that you're a project manager. You cannot. And I know there has been the absence of regulations has brought this lacuna. And that's why we're debating. But I know in due course, in goodness of time, we are going to revert these things through an act of parliament. So that whoever practices as a project manager must meet a certain threshold. This is our profession. We'll decide how it's practiced, for heaven's sake. But there's no default profession. I mean, look at the history of construction management. Yeah? United States, after the World War. By 1975, this was a recognized independent profession. 1975. This was a recognized professions like engineering and architecture. That's construction management. 2023 in Kenya, we're still debating on whether we need. And yet our projects are on running on deficits. I mean, what are we debating about? Project management was regulated in South Africa in the year 2000. 22 years ago, these are recognized professions in South Africa down here. 22 years ago, in the year 2000. Act number 48 of year 2000. The Project and Construction Management Act number 48. And look at what is done to their built environment. So sometimes when we debate here locally on, oh, we don't need a project manager, some people say, oh, we need it for big projects. Who is it that's supposed to decide on what projects need a project manager? Isn't that the onus of the client? Who is that that wants to do a project and doesn't want to get within time, cost, and quality, for example? Which client is that? So who has this barometer that says this is a big project? What is a big project? So ignorance is fueling this debate we have in this country. Unfortunately, it's fueling it at the detriment of our built environment. That's the correct thing. The history of project and construction management is well documented globally. More so in the Commonwealth as well. The United States as well. These are professions recognized by law. And I don't think this, for us to advance, for us to make the next step in the built environment in this country, this is a matter we will not exercise choice for long. We will have to get onto this ship, whether we like it or not, because the running of projects on the overruns we have, the wastages we have in government projects and private sector cannot be sustainable for long. We will have to establish project management offices. I've talked about that for long in for government institutions. We need the PMOs. So that there's a person focused on running projects. Now, this is why I said this is the bishop in the real estate chess game. And I want to qualify that statement. This is the bishop. Project management is the bishop in the real estate chess game. If you know, if you played chess, you know what the bishop is. That is the main guy. That's the king. Now, we are not short of best architectural designs in this country. I don't think we are. We have great architects, fantastic architects, colleagues that I know will give you exemplary designs. We are not short of engineering designs. We have, despite what you hear, we have brilliant minds, young brilliant minds, dynamic, consummate engineers that can drive any project in this country. They are there. We are not short of good surveying or costings. We have brilliant minds that can give you costs on projects and accurately for that matter. The problem we have is management of projects. That is our problem. The problem we have in this country and more so in government is how we execute projects, how we manage projects. And until we'll cure that, the time and cost overruns you see on projects will continue or even worsen. Because, look, the world in its growth has brought to us complexities. And you must respond to these complexities in constructions with the latest tools that the world has produced. But we still want to run projects like we are in the 90s or 80s, where there was only one consultant and that consultant was everything. Times have changed. Projects have become so complex and dynamics. The challenges of climate change and the built environments of today are so complex that you will need other professions to reinforce and rivet what you're trying to do in the built environment. And one of those areas is the management. There has to be someone focused on running a project. And you will not run away from it. If you're going to make your returns on real estate today, management of project has to be professionalized. You will have to get a professional to run your project. Otherwise, that project will be eaten up in variations, in cost variations. You will delay by year and a half, 2 years down the line. All your rental yields and returns blown out of the way because of stupid issues of people who could not run project properly. So that's why I said project management is the bishop in this chess game. You can't do away from it. We are facing unprecedented cost and time overruns in this country. Show me any project, most of government, and I'll tell you how long and over budget they were. There's no project finishing on cost and budget in this town anymore. Every project has variations and quality issues. The government projects are always delayed, with very few exceptions. And yet we are debating as a people on whether we need professionals management of projects in this century, these years down the line. I mean, it's so unfortunate. Yeah? Because of sometimes what I would say ego issues of someone thinks you're going to take over their work. There's no one. A project manager is not an architect. He's not an engineer. He's a project manager. His work is to manage. The consultants' work are still there, full with their fees. What is the problem? So we must professionalize management of projects. My advice, if you're entering real estate today and you want to compete and successfully compete, you must professionalize management of projects. Now, let me discuss quickly what I would call the roles of the project manager on a project. What are these roles? What does a project manager do for you on a project that you will not get in others? And that's what I want to talk about, the importance of a project manager today. Because the Waterloo that I pointed out needs to be fixed. As I said, design is not a problem. Architects are doing brilliant work of designs. Engineers are doing the same. There is a problem in management. And I know the critical areas of a project manager managing a project is what we call the triple constraints: time, cost, and quality. He comes in to manage those components, specifically those components. There are 10 others. There are 7 others of us. There are 10 components of project management. The first three are very common: time, cost, and quality. So if you want to finish your project on time and on budget, and within the right quality, if you're going to borrow your money from the bank of 1 billion to do a project, and you want that 1 billion to be 1 billion for that project, you will have to get a project manager. Anything else, you have variations. You have variations. So he manages time, cost, and quality. He comes to manage time, cost, and quality. And there's so much we could discuss on time management of projects. Yeah, actually, I'm planning to write a book on time management of projects. There's a whole, I have trained so many contractors and project managers on how to carry out time management of projects. I've done so many workshops on that. That's a whole discussion altogether. How it's done. It's a whole exercise. So to tell me that someone who has no training on project management can do you proper time management project is a lie. They can't do it. There's a whole plan behind it and what needs to be done from design stage to construction stage and how to evaluate time and monitor. All right? So the triple constraints are his most key areas he looks at. Managing time, managing cost, managing quality, that the project finishes on cost. Very imperative for real estate today. You start blowing your budgets over in variations, you are in problems in terms of your investment. You are eating into your profits. I've seen projects where it's not feasible anymore for the developer to finish the project. They have made losses, huge losses. And these projects are stuck today. They can't even be auctioned by banks. They have no value. These things have taken people to their graves. These issues that we discuss so casually sometimes on managing projects on time and on cost and on with the right quality. You put 100 million on a project and you get the wrong quality, you can't sell, and you worked and borrowed, you're headed probably for your early grave. These are very imperative things today in real estate. So you need him to look at those three components, first of all. All right? Then comes other management issues, communication management. Very important for a project. For a project to flow, there has to be a communication system. You'll develop the plan for communications. How do you issue drawings, for example? Through which channels do you issue drawings? How is communication done? Where does the buck stops? Where does inquiries go? All that communication plan is developed for a project. Risk management is another one. As I said, we are living in the 2022 challenges. The 21st century challenges. It's 2023 this year. There are so many challenges in construction today. What are the risks you're getting involved in terms of construction? What are the risks in design? Yeah, if you get a qualified one, like myself, we'll even do for you the feasibilities. Start all the way from, is the project feasible? And I've always said, a good project manager must understand feasibility. Because if you're going to run with the project with the client in mind, you must understand how returns work, the ROIs, yeah? And the yields and how the market trends work. You must understand that as a project manager. For you to manage a project partially. So you start all the way. He understands that. And understand the risks you're getting involved to, and will give you risk management and how to mitigate those risks and eliminate as much risk as possible. So that is risk management. Then you have resource management. What kind of an architect do you need for this mall? I mean, the architects that are known for malls, architects that are known for hospitals, for example, very good architects for that matter. So it helps you get the right team on board in terms of resources. Talk of procurement management. Are we going to import or not? How are we going to procure? Is it single sourcing or tender? That all procurement process of a project is managed by the project manager. Talk of stakeholder management. I personally wrote so many articles and did so many episodes, talk shows on the expressway on poor stakeholder management. Because stakeholder management is a key part of project management. If you manage stakeholders wrongly, projects have been stalled by communities. Projects have been stalled by court injunctions because the stakeholders were poorly managed. So stakeholder management is a key component of project management. Those are the roles of the project manager. And lastly, integration management. Those are the key areas of the 10. Right? Time management, cost management, quality management, stakeholder management, resource management, risk management, communication management, procurement management, resource management, integration management. 10 project management areas that a project manager is concerned with. Those are the critical roles of the project manager. So the project manager is not coming to design. He has no time to design. He doesn't. The PM is not coming to do quality surveying. He has no time to do quality surveying. His hands, as you see, are really full. So any build, if you look at jurisdictions ahead of us that have done the additional step in the built environment, if you check what they did, they're still in their built environment is on management of projects. They are professionalized management of projects. And in this country, we must, through an act, we must professionalize how projects are managed. Until we do that, the wastages are going to get worse. Our government projects are run, I've only seen in 1700 systems. Old methods. Projects are managed with the latest softwares. We are not even there yet. We are not even on Gantt charts in some government institutions. It is very rudimentary management project. And that's why we have these wastages. And a developing country with very limited resources that wants to protect the little we have. Infrastructure project management has to be professionalized. We must use the little we have professionally. That's why I've always suggested counties, and I faltered BBI on this for a long time. I wrote articles on it as well. One of my issues I had with it was the proposed allocation of more resources to counties without also proposing that more personnel, qualified personnel, go to counties to manage those resources. Because we are spending billions in counties on development. But how are they managed? There's no professional project managers in counties, for example. Every project, as I said, is delaying. It's of a budget. You budget 100 million, projects come as 120, 125, with very poor quality. So this is the debate we cannot have. We need to start debating on how to put the regulation in place and assist our country, because that is the only way. Project management in so many countries has really grown. It is here to stay. And I think the continent is taking its cue on growth. And that is the only way we are going to grow as a people, as a country, and as a continent. The little resources we have, time for someone to be a player and a referee is gone. You can't be an architect and a project manager at the same time, on the same project. It cannot work. You cannot be a player and a referee. Those are basic elementary debates that we must disabuse and let go this early. And I'm not saying you cannot be an architect, cannot be a PM. You can't be a PM. But I can't be a project manager and an architect in one project. It's going to be a conflict. Because part of being a project manager is also to point out where there are gaps. So if you are the architect and the PM, or the engineer and the PM, or the QS and the PM, who tells you when you're wrong? Who tells you when you've done things wrong? That's why you'll have a cover things. You can't be a player and a referee in the same game. And these are painful things we must say as a people. These are painful things we must say to our colleagues. These are painful things we must say to our government. And to tell ourselves for us to grow. Because we need to grow this country. We must step on the next ladder. But we will not grow with the old mentality of running projects. That is not working. We are wasting resources. And I'm so glad that a lot of private sector has gone more into this era of getting professionalized project managers run projects, which is commendable. Government must get on board this trend. We must create PMOs for countries. We must create PMOs for parastatals. Project management offices must be there in every organization. Every fiber of this government, of this country, must have project management offices. Because we have limited resources, they must be used properly. So the role of a project manager is central to how a project succeeds. And if you think about real estate development, you must get not a project manager, a professional project manager. And I know in due course, Hopefully this year there will be a law to this effect that regulates the project management, so that we can eliminate the quirks. Everyone is masquerading as project manager these days. I mean, it's so interesting. Every company, every consultant in built environment is a X and a project manager. Well, with the absence of regulation, that will fly. But we must qualify who can practice as a PM, so that we put that to rest and our professional manage projects. So, once again, project management is the bishop in today's real estate chess game. If you're thinking of entering real estate investment, prioritize how you're going to manage projects. Get a professional project manager to be at the head. And most of someone who understands feasibility as well, who understands the market, then you'll be very successful to secure and bulletproof your investment and your returns at the end. Otherwise, you will be in a hole. So the role of project manager is central to success of this country, to success of this industry and this continent. We must professionalize how we manage projects. It's not a choice. It's not a matter we'll exercise choice on. Thank you.